Now, think of a place like 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue or 30 Rockefeller Plaza. For today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for a famous address. It's been home to some powerful leaders over the years, like this one.
It's been a tremendous privilege to serve this country as Prime Minister. Wonderfully happy years, and I'm immensely grateful to the staff who supported me so well.
That was, of course, Margaret Thatcher giving her final speech as British Prime Minister in 1990. Finlay Morton recorded many of the speeches given by Thatcher and other prime ministers at this address in London. Morton served as a sound engineer. He's since left that gig. This is what he's recording nowadays. We'll sample more of Morton's music from his latest CD and reveal the answer to our quiz later in the show. Now, for our GeoQuiz today, Margaret Thatcher played a starring role.
We're leaving Downing Street for the last time after 11 and a half wonderful years.
That's a former British Prime Minister giving her farewell speech at 10 Downing Street, and 10 Downing Street is the answer to our quiz today. Finlay Morton was there the day Thatcher headed off for her last audience with the Queen.
It was my job at that time to be the kind of resident sound engineer looking after all the announcements that any prime ministers made out of Downing Street.
All these executives have personal photographers and they have a sound engineer, and that was your job. You chose the mics and wired them up. Now, let's not bury the lead here. I want to hear some of your music. This is one of the songs on your third and latest CD. It's called Harvest the Wind. This is a tune, Do You Believe in Ghosts? As a sound engineer, Finlay, for 10 Downing Street, it meant that you went on a lot of missions with the prime ministers, later John Major and Tony Blair. You went to the Balkans, the West Bank, Afghanistan, Egypt. How much did that globetrotting in official political circles and seeing these kinds of things inform your songwriting?
I think it just changes you as a person. I don't think it directly comes out. I mean, I haven't written specifically any songs about my experiences, but I just think it makes you a bit more of a rounded person and a bit more aware of what's going on around you.
I mean, because of your background and what you've done and seen, I probably was more alert to the possibility that you've got things to say in your music. The CD is called Harvest the Wind. The cover features pictures of wind turbines in the foreground with a smoky, polluted city in the background. There are a number of songs on here that seem to say things. Does your album have a political agenda?
Not a political with a big P. But it's perfectly obvious to me that we can't go on burning fossil fuels. I guess the other overtly political song on the album is called Don't Cry for Corporate America, which is it's a dig at the guys in Wall Street who have made such a mess of the world economy, and it's a dig at fast food chains who have been basically feeding us stuff that makes us sick.
Singer-songwriter Finlay Morton and a song called Don't Cry for Corporate America. Now, for those who have been listening to sounds coming out of 10 Downing Street the last few years, I mean, Tony Blair was in a rock band at one point. David Cameron seems to have an abiding interest in music. Have you been able to kind of like appreciate the kind of rise and fall of musical fortunes at 10 Downing Street?
I mean, I never really got involved on a you know, face-to-face basis. I mean, I never had a jam session with Tony Blair, although Alistair Campbell, who was his kind of main spokesman, was an extremely good bagpipes player, which I appreciated being Scottish. But I'm not so sure about David Cameron, and I haven't heard Bill Clinton playing saxophone either, so there we go.
Right. singer-songwriter and former sound engineer at 10 Downing Street, Finley Morton. Very nice to meet you and speak with you.
Thank you.
The name of the CD is Harvest the Wind, and for all you techno geeks out there, go to theworld.org where you can see the AKG-224 microphone Finley Morton set up for Margaret Thatcher as she gave her last speech as Prime Minister. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.
What does the future hold? Nobody knows. We bury our waste in the ground. But one thing I'm certain, from my head to my toes,